You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. On a Friday, commentator Gary Borders is here to share this appreciation of a dear friend who leaves behind lasting memories.
I wasn't able to pay my last respects to Rayford Williams in person. We were out of town when he was laid to rest a few weeks ago at 84 in his hometown of Henderson. I'm sure he would have understood my absence. He was one of the most easygoing fellows I ever knew. We met when I became publisher of the Nacogdoches paper and joined the Booster Club, comprised of the town's perceived movers and shakers. The club had been formed to help promote the university back in the 1920s. By the time I joined in the early 1990s, its primary purpose was to enjoy a decent meal at the Nacogdoches Club every Monday night. Sometimes there was a guest speaker, but the older members didn't much like that because the meeting's end cut it too close to the start of Monday night football. The club didn't actually do anything, but I enjoyed listening to folks telling stories from Nacogdoches' past. Rayford had retired as the manager of the Entex gas office just as I joined the Boosters. Though there was nearly 3 decades age difference, we became fast friends. Fast Eddie Overholtz, as we called him, his successor at the gas office, was a longtime friend and colleague of Rayford's. The three of us hung out a lot, playing golf badly once a week, dove hunting in the fall, volunteering together in various civic endeavors. Here are a few of my favorite Rayford stories. Rayford soon grew bored in retirement and was looking to make some extra spending money, so he went to work for me redelivering papers, a part-time job. When folks missed their paper for whatever reason, Rayford would bring them another copy. No newspaper had a more conscientious redelivery driver. He didn't just chunk it in the driveway. Invariably, he would walk it up the door and hand-deliver it. He was still redelivering papers for the Sentinel until he became ill several months ago. Rayford and I once drove to New Iberia, Louisiana, to deliver a jet ski I had sold to a friend. After a huge meal of boiled shrimp in the trimmings, plus a few beers, Rayford decided he needed to go to bed early, about 8 o'clock. We were planning to head back to East Texas at 5 a.m. My friend and I decided to play a practical joke, and we woke him up as soon as it got dark and told him it was time to get up. Rayford jumped up and got dressed, and then we told him we were just kidding that it was only 9 p.m. True to form, Rayford never got mad, just shook his head and crawled back into bed with all his clothes on. I mentioned dove hunting. Our method of dove hunting was to head to a farm where Fast Eddie was raising cattle outside Lufkin. Doves were occasionally spotted there, but we also brought clay pigeons as backup. I recall four of us once firing wildly at a sole dove flying across the field. The bird survived unscathed. Rayford was wearing his favorite floppy hunting hat. Fast Eddie whispered to me to take it off his head from behind and fling it into the air like a frisbee, which I did. Eddie peppered it with birdshot from his 20-gauge. He couldn't hit a dove, but he shot that hat full square. "Dang it, Eddie. Now why'd you want to go and do that?" Rayford asked. He trudged over, dusted off his hat, and put it back on his head. Like I said, Rayford was hard to upset. His brief obituary said in the 22 years he worked for the gas company, he only missed one day of work. That sounds like the man I knew.
Commentator Gary Borders is an East Texas writer. You can find more of his work at garyborders.com. Feel free to send him an email at borders@redriverradio.org. Morning Edition continues in a moment here on your public radio station, Red River Radio.